Good morning, Daily Dosers. My name is Kip. I'm one of the campus pastors here in our Carlsbad campus. And today, as we're looking at this series on Are You Ready for the Rain? Chris launched us off by talking down on the beach about the sand and the firm foundation of the rock and being wise in where we build our foundation. And I wanted to highlight a verse there. In verse 24, is Jesus gets to the end of the Sermon on the Mount. That's his final instruction, is to take all that he had said. And he says this, therefore, in light of the entire Sermon on the Mount, from the Beatitudes to the wise and foolish builder, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a man who built his house on the rock. And so in this idea of these storms, I was thinking about them. And sometimes storms of life come as a result of just situations and circumstances beyond our control. Sometimes, though, that it's an opportunity for God to receive glory through a trial or a storm. Sometimes it's to testing of our faith to develop perseverance and perseverance hope, as the Bible instructs us. But sometimes it's a result of our own sin. Sometimes we've abandoned the truth and the word of God. We haven't, like he says here, heard his words and put them into practice. We know the truth and we're running from it. And so in light of that, I wanted to take us to a minor prophet in the Old Testament, Jonah, and share some of his story. And as Jonah has been called to go to Nineveh and tell the people to repent, we see that Jonah gets a bus ticket and goes the other direction. And as he's fallen asleep in the bottom of this boat, it says this, but Jonah had gone below deck where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish. The storm and the sea had raged up, and I'm sure the rain was falling in this situation as well. And so the sailors look around and they realize that Jonah is a result of the problems that they're facing. And they say this, they say to him, tell us who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you? They're just berating him with these questions. And his answer is this, I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. This terrified them and they asked, what have you done? And in parentheses, it says, they knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. And I find it funny that Jonah, you picture him on this boat talking to these guys, telling them that, hey, where are you going? Well, I'm not really going anywhere. I'm just going away from Nineveh because God told me to go there. He's aware of his sin, and now he's in the middle of a literal storm. And they end up chucking him over the boat as a result of that. And they knew they had to get that sin out of their boat. And I think the same is true for us, that we need to get that sin out sometimes and be obedient. That began the process of turning Jonah where God originally called him to Nineveh. I want to take a look also in Genesis in chapter 3, where we see God interacting with Adam and Eve and giving them a command. And it says this, now the woman said to the serpent who had tempted her and questioned whether God had really said that she shouldn't eat this fruit. The woman says, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden and you must not touch it or you will die. You will not surely die, said the serpent to the woman, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open. And then, as you know the story, if you've ever heard it, she then takes it and eats it. Right after saying, God did say, don't eat it, don't even touch it. And then we see their response in verse 8 of chapter 3. It says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Just like Jonah, they realized their sin and they were running. And I think the call here from the word is, just like we heard, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. First, we've got to know what God's word said. So it leads us to digging in, diving into God's word and know it. Know what God has given us. We have a great gift just in his word. And so we take that, but then we put it into practice. And so those storms and those trials in our life sometimes may simply because a result that we are being disobedient. And so the challenge for us is to search our hearts and know, God, is there anything in me? Is this storm a result of my own disobedience? Is there something in my life that I need to surrender? Do I need to make a 180 and a turn? I am a child of God. I've repented. I've turned from my sin, but I might be falling into it or not living according to the truth, or maybe not even knowing it because we haven't studied it. And so that's my challenge, is if you're in a storm, maybe it's because of something you did. So search your heart, ask God, and if you find an evil way, turn from it. And so there you go, Daily Dosers. If you're in the rain, turn and run.